Weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Daytime highs approaching 83 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows of aloft around 56. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Cloudy tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 79. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. Governor Laura Kelly is calling for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to find innovative solutions to the water rights in Rattlesnake Creek Basin. She submitted a letter to the director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service last week, calling for the agency to partner with local communities to secure the Quivero National Wildlife Refuge's senior water rights without harming local agriculture, industry, and regional economy. Governor Kelly's primary focus in this situation is to protect and reduce harm to the agriculture sector and the vibrant economy that supports the region. Board member of the Kansas Growers Association and farmer from Iuka spoke on behalf of the association, saying that they greatly appreciate Governor Kelly's support and her letter to the USFWS. Governor Kelly's full letter to Martha Williams, the director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, can be found online. Mid-America Network News.
Buckle up good, buddy. It's time for the All-Star Monster Truck Show at the Kansas State Fair. Mid-America Network is proud to bring you the most jacked up, fired up monster trucks in the nation. Buckle up, grab your seat, and feel the power of the Monster Truck Show at the Kansas State Fair, Sunday, September 17th, 4 p.m. at the Grandstand. Grab your friends and head to Hutchinson for the All-Star Monster Truck Show at this year's Kansas State Fair, Sunday, September 17th, 4 p.m. at the Grandstand. Be there.
Do you dream of something greater, like earning a college degree or technical certification, but you're not sure how to pay for it? The Kansas Army National Guard pays 100% of state school tuition and mandatory fees. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community during emergencies as you serve in the Guard part-time. To learn more, visit NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
With fall here, Evergy is giving tips how to prepare your home for the next temperature swing. There are numerous ways and strategies to be efficient with your energy costs as we head towards the colder months. Evergy spokesperson Gina Penzig goes into more detail.
In the summertime, a lot of times we'll encourage you to close your curtains, close the drapes so that you're not letting that sun heat in. We're getting to wintertime when you want to do just the opposite. So when the sun's shining in, you want to open those windows, open those curtains so that you can get the warmth of the sun in.
The importance of these tips come after the drastic temperatures of the summer months. Evergy is releasing these tips after they're looking into raising utility rates. In other news, Jonathan Scaletti was severely assaulted outside of a Luke Combs concert at Arrowhead Stadium. Multiple people tried to call 911, but had an extended wait time.
I sat on the line, and it just rang and rang and rang and rang. But even after the long response of the call, it was an even longer response for them to show up.
Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Felix Johnson. Farmers all across the state are learning how to use AI technology to help with their water management from Zimatic by Lindsay. With AI technology rapidly growing in all industries, the agriculture industry does not want to be left behind. Senior project manager Justin Gibson had more to say to KSNB Local 4.
What we can do on the prediction side is bring in a lot of different data streams that are relevant for irrigation scheduling. So one of them is going to be weather. If it's hot outside, if the crop can get a little bit thirstier and use more water. Kind of the opposite of that if it's really cool and raining.
Zimatic by Lindsay offers a product called a Field Net Advisor, which utilizes AI to monitor irrigation and is accessible by cell phone. The advisor takes many more measurements, including weather, to make recommendations in the future. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Seven Clams First Council Resort and Casino is giving away $10,000 every Saturday in September. 10K Saturday. Earn points on your Seven Clams Players Card and increase your chances to win one of five different $2,000 drawings every Saturday in September. There's just more at Seven Clams First Council Resort and Casino. More life-changing jackpots, more cash giveaways, and more entertainment. Come play this Saturday and take away your share of 10K. Seven Clams First Council Resort and Casino.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Some early sales Thursday kick off the annual U.S. 36 treasure hunt, which officially begins Friday, continuing Saturday in communities along and adjacent to the Pony Express Highway. Traffic will increase with many visitors, including those from out of state, who make the annual journey. Big Give Gage is Thursday. 70 nonprofit organizations ask financial support, which will be matched through local sponsors and the Gage County Foundation. In-person contributions may be left today through 7 p.m. at the Vintage Venue in Beatrice. Donations can be made online through the website biggivegage.org. This is Blue Rapids Community Match Week, with the annual match day coming up Monday. The match day has been extended to a week in recent years.
The full week started during COVID because, you know, everything was shut down and things like that. So we went to the full week and we liked it because we do get a fair number of donations from outside the Blue Rapids area.
Zita Dunzing, a volunteer board member, explains how the match program works and benefits the two dozen nonprofits in the Blue Rapids community.
Because of the matching, you know, it helps that organization also because they're getting a 50% match up to $3,500, or the $1,750 is what they can actually get in a match. And we have 23 organizations that are participating, and it's a great way for them to have a dedicated fundraising.
Multiple ways to donate are available in advance this week or on the match day Monday.
You can go to the website BlueRapidsMatchDay.com. And on there, there's a tab at the top, ways to give. At the website, you can give using a credit card if you so desire. Money can be sent to me at 312 Alcove Drive in Blue Rapids. It can be dropped off at the community center at the clerk's office. Or the match day is Monday, September 18th. We will be there. Lunch is going to be served at 11:30. We're there until 3 p.m. that day, and you can bring the money in person.
Mail-in donations need to be postmarked by September 18th. Zita Dunzing talks more about the annual event, which raised some $92,000 last year, on our public affairs program airing this Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Area high schools at Marysville, Axtell, and Washington County celebrate Homecoming Friday. Marysville Homecoming Parade is Friday at 2. United Bank and Trust tailgate party at the City Park begins at 5. Tony Tremble will visit with Max Blasky on the Coach's Corner Live during the tailgate party. Crowning is planned Friday at 6:30 at the stadium. KNDY will air the game with Chapman Live Friday, and a video stream link is on our website with live play-by-play as well. Queen candidates at Marysville, Rose Latta, Shea Kramer, Katie Schradel, Bella Rader, and Haley Ingalls. King candidates Asher Wassum, Titus Wassum, Silas Miller, Blake Spicer, and Garrett Haverkamp. Axtell High School Homecoming Parade is Friday at 1:45 at a pep rally at 2, crowning Friday at 6:30 at the field. KNDY will air the game with Clifton Clyde as our Friday feature on FM 95.5. Queen candidates at Axtell, Chloe Strothman, Emma Hazenkamp, and Aaliyah Leibarger. King candidates Sawyer Dieters, Grant Bussing, and Grady Bussing. Washington High School Homecoming Parade is Friday at 2:10 with the United Bank and Trust tailgate party at the football field beginning at 5, crowning Friday at 6:30. Tigers will host Lynn. Queen candidates at Washington County, Ella DeZane, Kirsten Fulstrup, Lillian Richard. King candidates Joe Kern, Miles Miller, and Austin Wirtz. The annual Fall Fest is Saturday in Washington with a car show. Registration begins at 8:30, $20 per entry with prizes throughout the day. Inflatables, games, and other activities, plus food vendors throughout the day. A free-will pulled pork dinner will be featured as part of the barbecue cook-off in front of Brick Street Financial, beginning at 7 with People's Choice at 7:30. Live music with the Soul Preacher Saturday at 8 in Washington. Steel City celebrates 150 years this weekend. Activities with the annual Steel City Treasures and Tractor Show are planned both Saturday and Sunday.
Join United Bank and Trust for the homecoming tailgate party this Friday evening in the Marysville City Park. Bulldog fans come together for a night of fun with free food, t-shirts, and entertainment beginning at 5. Join me, Max Blasky, as I visit with MHS head coach Tony Trimble for the KNDY Coaches Corner live at 5:20. The MHS cheerleaders cheer the team on to victory as the homecoming king and queen candidates are introduced. It's all free Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Marysville City Park, hosted by United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Ease the burden on your loved ones with pre-planning services offered through Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville and Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley. This is Jared Anders, and we can help you in assuring that your wishes will be taken care of, easing the decision process for your family. From service arrangements to special requests, let us take time to meet your exact needs. Find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us at Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville or at Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley.
Pony Express Tanning and Training Company in Marysville will have everything 20% off store-wide Thursday through Saturday. Stop by and see what catches your eye during the Highway 36 treasure hunt. That's 20% off store-wide at Pony Express Tanning and Training Company this Thursday through Saturday.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. There will be a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout Friday, otherwise sunny and cooler with our highs in the lower 70s and more scattered showers into Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. A bit warmer as we head into Saturday, a slight chance for some rain in the morning, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, then clear skies into Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and mid 50s. Sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s, then partly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid 50s. Still on the warmer side on Monday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 80s, then some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s, then lower 60s. And showers continue into Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. And more rain Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-September, 82, record high on this date, 104. The average low, 58, the record low, 37. Sunset this evening, 7:39. Sunrise in the morning at 7:07.
September's birthstone has been one of the most sought-after gems for centuries. We will tell you all about sapphires today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 14th, the 257th day of the year. Francis Scott Key wrote the words to the Star-Spangled Banner on this day in 1814. Part of what some consider to be the big three of jewelry stones, along with rubies and emeralds, the sapphire is best known for its striking pure blue color, but it can range from greenish blue to violet blue. Iron and titanium are responsible for the blue color, and the more iron present, the darker the blue color of a sapphire. Yellow and orange sapphires get their color from the presence of iron and chromium, while pink sapphires are a result of high amounts of chromium. A purple color is a combination of all three trace elements, and September's birthstone has symbolized truth, sincerity, and nobility for thousands of years. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Mark your calendars for September 11th through the 18th for the Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day, hosted by the Blue Rapids Community Foundation. Thanks to the generosity of the Patterson Family Foundation, we have up to $70,000 in available matching funds to support area charitable organizations. Donations between $25 and $3,500 will be matched at 50%. To donate, either visit BlueRapidsMatchDay.com to make a gift online, mail in your donation to the Blue Rapids Community Foundation, or join us for our in-person event on September 18th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Community Center. You do not want to miss this opportunity to do more good for the Blue Rapids community.
Mid-America Sports Network, I'm Felix Johnson. Chiefs sign all-pro defensive tackle Chris Jones to a reworked one-year deal to end his holdout. Jones missed all of training camp, forfeiting about $2 million, and then missed and surrendered one game check of about $1.08 million, missing the very first game for the Kansas City Chiefs against the Detroit Lions. With his reworked deal earlier this week, Jones can make up to $6 million more on top of his $19.5 million base salary. The Chiefs also look to add Travis Kelce after missing the very first game against the Lions with a bone bruise in his knee. With the returning cavalry, the Chiefs look to get into the winning column for the first time in the 2023 season in Jacksonville against the Jaguars, followed by the Bears coming to Arrowhead, and then the Chiefs head out to MetLife Stadium to take on the Jets. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Felix Johnson.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rusty Eckford, hey, you can't do better than that.
It's model year and clearance time. Every new Ford is on sale. Our 2023s have to go to make room for 2024s on the way. We're making it easy for you with financing as low as 0% APR up to 60 months and big model year and discounts. Savings up to $11,000 off MSRP or financing as low as 0% APR. But you have to hurry in. This is for a limited time. Heck, with big discounts like these, we might run out of inventory.
Rusty F40, yeah, you can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees. F-150-23T-466. MSRP 65-325. Sale price 64-325. Must finance with Ford credit. Must have a qualifying trade-in with purchase. 0% APR finance and select new Ford for 60 months. $16.67 payment per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Expires 10-2-2023.
Just 2 weeks into the college football season, and both the Kansas State Wildcats and the Kansas Jayhawks find themselves at 2-0. The Wildcats with wins over Southeast Missouri State and Troy, and the Jayhawks have wins over the Bears of Missouri State and the Fighting Illini of the University of Illinois. The Jayhawks star quarterback Jalen Daniels has been dealing with some back issues all the way through summer camp and early on in the season, but head coach Lance Leipold had this to say about his return.
Well, you can see the excitement, from the fan base. He has that type of spark. Same way he is in the locker room and where he is for this football team. He steps in the huddle. So
it will be a long Big 12 season before the Wildcats and Jayhawks are able to meet in David Booth Memorial Stadium on November 18th of this season. It'll be each team's second to last game, with the Jayhawks going to Cincinnati to finish up their season and the Wildcats playing the Cyclones of Iowa State. Mid-America Sports Network, I'm Felix Johnson.
TVL volleyball results from the past week. Last Saturday at the Frankfurt Invitational, Care Perryville took first. Frankfurt Wildcats placed second, while Washington County Tigers placed third. at the Clifton Clyde Invitational. Clifton Clyde takes first place. St. John's Beloit Tipton finishes second. Hanover finishes third. Lynn placed fourth. And at the Riley County Invitational, the Valley Heights Mustangs finished in fifth. Results from Tuesday night action are as follows. At Centralia, Hanover finishes the night 2-0, while Valley Heights finishes 1-1 and Centralia finishes 0-2. At Axtell, the Lynn Bulldogs go 2-0, Axtell Eagles finish 1-1, and Troy Trojans finish 0-2. At Onega, the Washington County Tigers finish the night 2-0, while Onega finishes 1-1. And at Blue Valley, Frankfort finishes the evening 2-1, Donovan West finishes 3-0, Clifton Clyde finishes the night 1-2, while Blue Valley finishes 0-3. Updated league standings, the Hanover Wildcats set in first place with a league record of 6-1 and 10-1 overall. Frankfort sets in second at 4-0 on the season, while 9-3 overall. And Valley Heights rounds out your top three, setting at 5-1 in league play with a overall record of 11-5.
Rounding out sports at Marysville High School, the volleyball team placed fourth in the Nemahal Central Tournament Saturday, finishing 4-2. Marysville won their pool play versus Northeast Kansas, Atchison, Sabetha, and Horton. Bella Rader tops 2,000 career assists as a Marysville volleyball player. The girls' tennis team won 9 of 13 rounds at Washburn Rural. Shea Kramer undefeated, 3-0 in the singles. Rose Latta, Caden Spurgeon go 2-1 in the doubles. Girls' golf team at Wamego last week at Topeka Tuesday. And the high school cross-country teams at Clay Center Thursday afternoon. High school football action Friday. Marysville hosting Chapman. It's homecoming. We'll have it live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Friday night feature game. Axtell entertains Clifton Clyde, two state-ranked teams. Live on KNDY FM 95.5.
It's homecoming week for the Marysville Bulldogs as they host the Chapman Irish Friday on FM 94.1 and AM 1570. A North Central Kansas League matchup, head coach Tony Trimble on what he's looking for from his team.
I think the key for us this week is our linemen just getting off the football like we asked them to and getting into somebody and staying with it until the whistle blows.
Pre-game starts at 6:45 with kickoff slated for 7 p.m. Don't miss a minute of the action live with KNDY. KNDY's featured game of the week pits the Axtell Eagles on homecoming against the Clifton Clyde Eagles. Axtell head coach Eric Detweiler on a high-powered Clifton Clyde offense.
I think they're a pretty balanced team and get a lot of team speed. You know, then they do have some size where combine those speed with that size, well, yeah, it makes them a very good, difficult team to prepare for it.
Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. as Axtell hosts Clifton Clyde this Friday on FM 95.5.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY, following sports each evening at around 5:20, as we visit with Southern and Diller O'Dell on Mondays, Axtell and Centralia Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner, plus our Friday night feature games live on KNDY, scores and updates, game nights on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show as well.
It's a great time to be a Wildcat.
It's good! The Wildcats are champions of the Big 12!
The defending Big 12 champions hit the turf right here all season long. Join us Saturday as the Wildcats head to the zoo to battle the Mizzou Tigers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
This is Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats. Catch every K-State football game here on Classic Country KNDY.
Rock, Chalk, Jayhawk.
15-10-5, touchdown Kansas.
Leave the wheat right here every week as the Jayhawks continue to climb up the Big 12 ladder.
And the party's underway.
Join us this Saturday as the Jayhawks head to the biggest little city in the world to battle Nevada. Pre-game begins at 8 on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
On today's Country, 95.5 KNDY.
Pansies are a favorite cool season flower. Try displaying them in a new and different way by creating a living wreath of pansies. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Purchase a wire wreath frame designed for creating a living wreath. Line the bottom and side of the wire frame with sphagnum moss, landscape fabric, or a wreath liner. Fill with a well-drained potting mix. Cover the top of the potting mix with a moss, fabric, or liner. Lay the wreath flat on a table. Cut slits in the upper surface and sides of the liner large enough to allow planting. Use small pansy plants for ease of planting. Once planted, cover any exposed potting mix or liner material with sphagnum moss. Water thoroughly and place the pansy wreath, laying with backside down, in a sunny location. Once well rooted, you can hang your pansy wreath on your door, deck, or other location. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Depending on where you live in the country, you sometimes have to ready your home for the cold winter months. Now imagine getting a 300-plus room hotel ready for a very cold and long winter. It happens here with a hotel that is well over a century old. I'll explain on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know that besides hosting these programs, I am a farmer and rancher. Like me, you probably have insurance and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. Are you protected from a ransomware attack? Have you covered the bases when it comes to passing your farm or land to the next generation? We've created short videos to answer those questions and many more. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host short videos to help us see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
From May to October, the Old Faithful Inn opens its 327 rooms to guests from around the world. But every October, there is a big job to tuck in Old Faithful for the winter.
Closing for winter is quite a process. For most of us, once the building shuts down, we're gone in about 3 or 4 days, but it takes our maintenance staff about 3 or 4 weeks to get it all shut down.
Ruth Quinn is a longtime tour guide here at the inn and enjoys sharing the past and present of this place.
They do have to board up all windows on first floor so that they protect the glass from the snow. They drain all the pipes, bring air compressors in, blow out heating and water systems. So for the winter, no heat, no electricity, no water. It's a dark, cold cave in here is how I describe it.
But every spring, the process reverses, bringing a legend back to life.
First or second Friday in May is normally when we open, and our maintenance staff has usually been here at least 5 weeks ahead of that to get everything up and running for us.
When Ruth and other staff arrive, there's still plenty to do. Just imagine bringing a 300-plus historic hotel back into operation after it sits through a long, cold winter.
It's a pretty amazing process to watch it open as well. Most of the main staff only arrive about a week to 10 days, and we're looking at furniture all draped with sheets, all pushed in the middle of the room. We're looking at dust that's been collecting all winter, and it's really amazing to watch this building open up and come to life in the spring.
It's a beautiful place to experience, staying in a century-old inn next to the iconic geyser for which it is named. Traveling the countryside in Yellowstone National Park, I'm Andrew McRae.
The ancestor of all fermented drinks has been around as long as we've had bees. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Mead is a drink made with honey and has quite a kick as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
alcoholic beverage made with grapes, water, and yeast. Mead is sort of the same thing, except the fermentable sugars come from honey instead of grapes. Vicki Rowe is the owner of a website called gotmead.com. She says for the best chance of having a good product, it helps to invest a little money in your equipment. With good equipment comes control, and control gives quality.
We want a bucket with a grommeted top. The airlock, it's a bubbler. It's a little piece of plastic that's kind of a S laying on its side. Fill it halfway with water, and it basically seals the air from getting into the mead while it's fermenting, but allows it to bubble out carbon dioxide that it produces so the thing doesn't explode in the pail. You don't want air getting to your mead while it's bubbling because it'll cause it to oxidize, and that changes the flavor of the final product.
Fermentation takes from several weeks to several months. The next process is called racking, where the clear mead is siphoned off into another container, leaving the sediment behind. This may have to be done several times until there are no more dead yeast cells settling on the bottom. The last step is bottling. Rose says the hardest part is finding the right recipe.
If you're going brass tacks, it's three basic ingredients, honey, water, and yeast. You can use bread yeast. However, I would suggest wine yeast. You know, you're going to get, again, a cleaner product at the end, although bread yeast produces some pretty interesting meads, too. The ratio depends on where you want it to end up, how sweet you want it to be.
The flavor is also dictated by the type of honey you use. Mead made from honey from bees that pollinate orange blossoms is going to taste differently than honey from clover. Learn more about making mead at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Let's take a minute and talk about the dreaded D word, debt. It's true. If you're not mindful about debt, it can have devastating and lasting impacts on your life. But if you're intentional about debt and how you use it, it can be a tool to help you make financial decisions guided by your values. Hi, I'm Callie Reese with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, taking on debt for things like a new home or a new business or maybe for an education can actually have positive effects on your life. So how do you approach debt wisely? Ask yourself a few questions first. Is this debt for a need or is it just a want? If an unexpected expense occurred, would you still be able to keep your payments up for this debt? And most importantly, will going into this debt help you live a more purposeful life? Before you take it out, consider putting all your bills down on paper so you can have a better understanding on whether or not you should take on this additional debt. So don't let debt be a dreaded word anymore. If used wisely and intentionally, it can be a tool to help you live a more purposeful life.
Don't miss the Steel City 150th Anniversary Celebration, held with the 53rd Annual Tractors and Treasures September 16th and 17th. The 150th celebration includes a car show, live music with Joker Band, kids' corners, caricature artists, community parade, and enjoy the many activities of the Historical Society. Visit Steel City Flea Market on Facebook or fairberry.com for more information.
Family Fair asked listeners to remember the men and women who were held as prisoners of war and those who are still missing in action. The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier stands in memory of all those who did not return from battle. From Family Fair in Beatrice, shop familyfair.com for special savings.
KNDY.
Thinking about growing organic crops? Some considerations today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships, and now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. If you're seriously considering at least a partial conversion to organic crop production, there's some useful information about that from Purdue University. Ag professor Michael Langemeyer says there are economic considerations, of course, but also,
do I have the time to manage a system that's really quite different than what I'm currently managing if I'm a conventional producer? That's a real big one. And the labor hours required for the organic enterprises are considerably higher than the labor hours required for the conventional because you have all this tillage.
Langemeyer also says switching to organic involves your entire crop rotation.
The catch here is when you have an organic rotation, you typically don't just use corn and soybeans. You typically have to have a forage with the rotation, or you have to have a small grain with rotation. Anytime you add a forage or a small grain to the rotation, you're probably reducing the profitability of the rotation.
And I did mention the time commitment, right?
So I can't emphasize enough, it's just a different management level. I'm not saying people can't handle that, but you got to be ready not only for the time commitment, but the management commitment, because it's really difficult to correct mistakes.
For more info, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Thursday, September the 14th. Well, the U.S. pork industry is looking at options for dealing with California's Prop 12, recently upheld by the Supreme Court. Michael Formica, the chief legal strategist for the National Pork Producers Council, talks about where the industry is in regarding Prop 12.
at this point, following the Supreme Court's decision, specifically with regard to Prop 12, we're, as an organization, we're trying to work and partner with California on ensuring as smooth of an implementation of Proposition 12 as possible, trying to understand the impacts and implications it is having in the marketplace for producers, for the supply chain, for our customers, most importantly for consumers. Producers are out trying to provide work for those consumers.
He says there aren't a lot of options for the industry in dealing with Prop 12.
For us with Proposition 12, there's limited options and legal options available to try and stop it. Doesn't mean that there are none with regard to future similar ballot initiatives. We continue to watch the battleground and preparing for future fights.
While the already showing exit options, NPPC CEO Brian Humphreys says they're trying to make the transition as smooth as possible in California.
When the rules came out, obviously there was still a lot of work for the state of California to do on rules and clarity for producers. And so our team jumped in very heavily to work on smooth implementation, recognizing that legal recourse where we're at was a struggle. Our goal was still to ensure that the consumers of California could get product if it was available. So we worked on the smooth transition. And for that, on our website is a lot of information available of our Prop 12 component that has some background information on, and then links to CDFA's website where they have recordings and information and updates for producers.
And that's your Ag News. Wheat growers, the 2023 AgriPro wheat yield results are available now. If you're looking for high yield, check out the AP Prolific variety. AP Prolific has proven high yield potential and an excellent disease tolerance package, including the best in class fusarium head blight tolerance and excellent stripe rust tolerance. If you have low pH soils, AP Prolific is an excellent choice. With the Pro and Prolific, call your AgriPro associate for local performance data and seed. A list of AgriPro associates is available at agripro-wheat.com.
It can be challenging for U.S. farmers to make a profit in the grain markets. Reduce your risk exposure by purchasing professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers. The members of the Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance invest 15% of their sales into product research and development to help farmers like you maximize their crop performance every year. Bringing new seed innovations requires time, extensive research, and farmer partnership, the kind of commitments the seed companies of SEPA are investing in. Thank you for buying new seed and supporting U.S. seed innovation. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call
Thirdwood Ag Sales is featuring a fall special on Total Falls Plus. This low-salt starter fertilizer with biotech makes nutrients more available for plant uptake, breaking down organic material into molecules small enough for plants to absorb through the cell walls. This provides maximum phosphorus safely at planting, encourages seedlings to develop more rapidly, increasing water use efficiency, and promotes early plant formation and growth. 829-2, just $4.65 per gallon, or 829-2 blend with zinc and sulfur, $5.50 per gallon, with November delivery and payment by December 10th. Call Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville today, 785-562-7157.
Check soil nutrient availability in the field before winter. Soil sampling now can give you a leg up on next year's fertilizer management plans on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Existing soil nutrient levels in the fields can help cut down on your fertilizer bills. Charlie Wortman is a soil fertility specialist at the University of Nebraska. He recommends testing soil once every 4 years. The process can be done in several ways, but he says the samples should represent fields or areas within fields no larger than 40 acres for the best accuracy.
Take one sample of soil from 12 sampling points for each part of the field.
Often you do that by management zone. You know that there's some difference in soil or management history or yield. And so you look at different parts of the field to see if they need different management.
And maybe once every 10 years, do grid soil sampling where one sample is taken every 2 to 2.5 acres. Because it's more intensive, the results can be put into spatial information tools like GIS to create a map of nutrient availability across the field. Wortman says soil testing should determine at least 5 important properties.
First, we want to look at pH and organic matter. Definitely phosphorus, potassium, zinc. So those are the 5 most important properties, at least for us in Nebraska. And of course, you can test for other nutrients and other properties, but that's sort of our basic package.
Fall is a good time for soil sampling. It allows more time to get results back from the laboratory and use the information in designing the fertilizer management program for next year. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about soil sampling at agriculture.com.
All new for 2024, the Nordis Motor Company has the Chevy Silverado 1500 LTZ Z71 package. They have a 2023 Chevy Colorado. It's four-wheel drive Z71 package. They have a 2023 Chevy Trailblazer priced at $22,200 new and a 23 Chevy Malibu at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, you know, heifers are some of the most valuable assets for a dairy operation. Here's Chad Smith.
They are the future of the milking herd and ultimately determine the profitability and longevity of your business. Dr. Rebecca Klopp, calf and heifer specialist with Purina Animal Nutrition, talks about early calf care and nutrition as a foundation for the future health of your replacement dairy heifers.
Now, when we talk about colostrum, it's not just as simple as the calf got colostrum or it didn't get colostrum. The first one is quality. So making sure that that colostrum that the calf is consuming is considered high quality. And then the second thing to consider is how much of that colostrum calves are getting. The recommendation is about 10% of the calf's body weight they need in colostrum to get enough passive transfer of antibodies. The next important thing is the timing of that colostrum feeding. So it's really essential that calves get colostrum within the first 4 hours after being born. The next thing to consider is cleanliness. So just making sure that anything that the colostrum comes in contact with, making sure that it's clean and sanitary and free from bacteria. And then it's also really important after colostrum that calves get a high quality milk or milk replacer.
After nutrition, she talks about other important factors in early life care.
Making sure that the environment that a calf is born into is clean and sanitary. Calves already have a naive immune system. They don't have a whole lot of protection until they get those maternal antibodies. It's really important when the calf is born and it hits the ground that the environment that it's in is clean, it's dry. We're trying to reduce the manure exposure.
And let's look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rustiac Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
It's model year and clearance time. Every new Ford is on sale. Our 2023s have to go to make room for 2024s on the way. We're making it easy for you with financing as low as 0% APR up to 60 months and big model year and discounts. Savings up to $11,000 off MSRP or financing as low as 0% APR. But you have to hurry in. This is for a limited time. Heck, with big discounts like these, we might run out of inventory.
Rusty at 40, yeah, you can't do better than.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees. F-150-23-T-466. MSRP 65-325. Sale price 64-325. Must finance with Ford credit. Must have a qualifying trade-in with purchase. 0% APR finance and select new Fords with a 60-month, $16.67 payment per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Expired.
Take it from the vets at Valley Vet Supply. A sound preconditioning program helps ensure the health of weaned calves. At Valley Vet Supply, you'll find vaccines for blackleg prevention and respiratory wellness, including pneumonia prevention. Consider feeding Cargill's Right Now Onyx Mineral during weaning. It's specially formulated for stressful situations And let's face it, weaning is stressful. Keep your calves healthy, increase weaning weight, and ease your stress by shopping at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Aerial seeding is one way producers could consider when thinking about how to get their cover crop in the field. Key State crop production agent James Coover shares what helps make an aerial seeded cover crop more likely to be successful. He discusses what is the best weather for this practice.
So it's very important to time this out with the weather. More than anything else, the weather has to be perfect to get these cover crops to work. Basically, you need a week of cooler, drippy weather, the perfect conditions to get these things seeded because they're seeding right on the surface. However, when it comes to soybeans, for instance, you want that cover crop to be spread right before the falling of the leaves. And so when soybeans just start to turn yellow, that tinge of yellow is when you want to aerially seed these cover crops. So the leaves will fall on top of the seeds and provide a mulch layer, a moisture layer, to get those seeds out of the ground. So which, of course, it's very helpful to have moisture in the ground before you aerially seed and after you do that, to have that nice week and a half to get those seeds germinated and get them going.
Picking out the appropriate seed size can help lead to success.
The smaller the seed, the easier this is to work. And we're talking seeds of, you know, brassica seeds that are pretty small. Most of a lot of our grass seeds are pretty small, especially like, you know, Italian rye or what you call rye grass in some places. And some other seeds, basically anything the smaller the better. Barley seeds, it could still work a little bit bigger. Wheat seeds, possible, but still on a little bit of the larger size. Once you get into the area of like Australian peas or snow peas or any of the mung beans, maybe close to the right size. Anything bigger than that, the pea size, it's too big. It's not going to germinate well on the ground. You need to get those in the ground if they're going to grow right.
Coover mentions what other benefits there are to a smaller seed.
Also, there's another aspect of getting a smaller seed in the fact that you can get more per acre. And so because you're early seeding these, you want something that you can carry easily in an airplane and get the most acres per pound. And so that's, of course, going to be the smallest thing that we can think about. And as far as that is concerned, really, there's no type that works better than others. A lot of anything that's small will work when it comes to aerial seed. You just got to think about your production system, got to think about what you want to do with this cover crop and how you're going to harvest it if you are, or whether you're just going to spray it down in the future.
That was Key State crop production agent in the Wildcat District, James Coover, with what can be done to increase the chances of having an established cover crop from aerial seeding. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the Key State Radio Network.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Hey friends, this is Savannah Chestnut, and this is my new song, Kansas and I.
Back here next to me. know
where I'll be.
America's original classic country station, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.